Oh yeah, good morning. What are we listening to today? Music with Carrie. Right out of the gate.
Yes.
Anyway, that song reminded me of some of the old battle with the bands, battle of the bands. Have you ever been to one of those things?
No, I don't think so.
It's where you like got all the really good guitar players and they're throwing down. You think one guy's the best and then somebody comes out there and just does something even better.
It does sound fun.
Yeah, that's what that song reminded me of. Battle of the bands. Yeah. Alright, so anyway, so where are we starting with today?
We're going to start with Love Rears Its Ugly Head by Living Color.
Yeah, I only got to listen to a piece of this thing, so let's see what's going on.
It's here. Great.
Alright, here we go.
And get to you.
Alrighty then. So that was bluesy.
Yes.
A lot of the music, good rock music, like back in the 80s and early 90s and all that. Well, I guess you could go all the way back to Elvis, couldn't you?
Yeah.
It was all blues and just fast. Alright, so what? Kara's going to grow a beard.
Oh, no, I said mutton chops that go into your mustache.
So you got these big, long, hairy pork chops on your face and it runs down into a mustache.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yep. It's going to be the new style.
Well, you're going to be very, very popular. You'll be the talk of the town.
Yeah.
You just grow a big old ZZ Top beard.
Well, I mean, everybody kind of goes for that. I don't want to do that.
Oh, you just want to be original.
Yeah.
All right. It'll look like you got a helmet on with a nose guard.
Ew. Well, okay, yeah.
All right, so it'll definitely be unique. So where are we going here?
We're going to go to Home Sweet Home by Motley Crue.
Home Sweet Home. I've been there before. All right, here we go. What's this song about?
Nikki Sixx had said something about one time it being about like they're on the road all the time and just kind of missing being where they came from.
It's always good to get back home, have a home base and stuff. All right, here you go. Home Sweet Home, Motley Crue.
You know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's of gold. I had a runaway high, so I wouldn't come home low. Just wait. Doesn't mean they were always wrong. Just take this song and you'll never be left all alone. Take me to your heart, feel me in your bones.
Karen's going to have a reputation. She's going to grow a beard and a mustache and pork chops and make terrible coffee and start a ruckus.
Well, I mean, the coffee was bad yesterday, too.
Well, then probably chances are if it was bad yesterday, that explanation is why it would be bad today, too.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll have to teach you how to make real coffee. Manly coffee. Can you say that?
No.
All right. So where are we going now?
Now we're going to do Goodbye Horses by Q Lazarus. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Lazarus. Q Lazarus. All right, cool.
Ooh.
So apparently that movie has some, or that music there, that song has some trivia that it was actually in a couple movies. According to Anjum's there, Married to the Mob was one of the movies, and you said Silence of the Lambs,
yeah,
with the disturbing scene, which now I wish I'd never even asked.
It's so memorable, though.
Yeah, but it is terrible. I don't know. Who thinks of those kind of movies, anyway? It's like, do you know who's the one that... there's some trivia for you. Who's the one that wrote Silence of the Lambs? You don't know?
Nope. And I never saw Married to the Mob, either.
Huh. Well, I don't know, but I don't understand whoever writes that. They must have a warped sense of reality.
It's great for my entertainment.
Great for entertainment. All right. Well, speaking of great for entertainment, Billy Squire, that's what you got going on next?
Yep.
That's a good song there. Billy Squire's got a lot of good songs.
Yeah.
All right. So you should have got the stroke.
I couldn't remember if I'd already played it or not.
Nope. I guess we could find out. But this one's a good one, too. So there you go. Billy Squire in the Dark.
Oh,
Cool. So, you got anything intelligent to say?
No.
Pearl Jam, Dissident.
Yeah.
That's where
That'll
we're going
be the
next,
next one, yeah.
Is there anything about that, why they say that the song's Dissident?
I don't know. Isn't Dissident to kind of a disagree and kind of in a higher up authority kind of way? I don't know.
I don't know. It might be Google time.
It might be, yeah.
All right, let's just go on to that because I ain't got nothing intelligent to say. My brain is like... That's what Mark's doing on the couch.
Oh, man, lucky I'm tired.
All right, here we go. Pearl Jam, Dissident.
Him there overnight. I wasn't so sure she wanted him to stay. What to say, what to say? Soon she was down, soon he was low. And I caught her past a holy no.
So today at the end of the show we're going to play a mystery song, but we're going to put a twist on it to make it even more exciting and harder than it was prior. So not only are you going to have to guess the name of the band and the name of the song, but you're going to have to remember through the broadcast of what else we played so that you can name the same band with a different song that we already played.
Yeah, today.
So, that makes it hard for somebody who just showed up, but start talking amongst you. What did they play? What did they play? Did they play this song? No, this is what the list they played. Or if you don't want them to win over you, don't tell them.
Or if you just name a random song that you heard, you have a, maybe not a 50-50 chance, but you got a chance.
Yeah, there's a chance in there. But what do they win? What do they win?
A free trip to their own refrigerator for drinks and snacks.
Yeah, all expense paid trip to your own refrigerator for drinks and snacks, just for guessing the mystery song. And today, the song that was related to the mystery song by the same band.
Yeah.
Alright, so where are we going now?
Now we're going to do River of Deceit by Mad Season.
Yeah, River of Deceit. That sounds good. Alright, here we go.
Sure. Now I
because her new weapon of choice is a pen that's in a sheath, and she hurried it up and put the lid on before you come in so you wouldn't see or hear anything that she was doing. She was trying to give me the psycho eek eek thing.
No, it didn't happen.
It didn't happen?
It's sheathed.
What's this then? She's got the clicky thing. Eek 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 eek. Like that. But she said she liked that one because it's got a sheath. So she's utilizing a Sharpie as a weapon.
Yeah.
And you got a wire thing, you got a paper clip, you got a springy thing there, you got the fingernails and two rubber bands, and you tried to shoot me with a rubber band earlier.
Well, to be fair, you left them in front of me.
Yeah.
So
these things, these objects that are in your little world there is like, yeah, they're going to keep you busy, right?
Yeah.
Which in turn keeps me busy watching my back. In case the pin comes out of the sheath. That's what she called it. It's got a sheath.
That's what it reminds me of when you take the lid off the...
Yeah. But don't poke me with it. Alright, so where are we going? Safety, I hope.
Nope, we're going to Smooth Criminal by Michael Jackson.
Oh, so there you go. She's got weapons and she's going to play a smooth criminal. And so while you're not looking the other way, I'll be behind the scenes getting shot with rubber bands and paper clips and the clicky thing. And now the sheathed thing. That's why. You're dangerous.
That'll be fun.
Alright, here we go. I'll see you when I get back if I make it. Yeah, ask your mom about the slapping of the mosquito incident. If she's listening in, she's probably laughing right about now. But either way, I won't say it on the radio. But nonetheless, ask her about the mosquito and the slapping incident. I sounded just like Michael Jackson.
I think that it should happen again because I missed it.
No! Let us not and say we did. So anyway, I was like actually kind of trying to dance to that whole...
It's hard not to.
Yeah. They had some pretty good tunes, man. Why does all the ones that have good tunes end up getting whacked? Or
yeah.
Lost a lot of good singers and stuff that way. Anyway, what are we listening to now?
Now it's going to be Dragon Attack by Queen.
Dragon Attack. That sounds tough. All right, let's see what it is.
Thank you.
No, Kara, do not eat dirt just because it has iron in it.
Well, you said bugs, too, and I hear there's protein and all that.
Yeah, so there's bugs and there's iron, and so there's iron and protein in the dirt.
Yeah.
But there's also possible parasites
and
all that, so I don't think you want to do that.
Nope.
Anyway, don't eat dirt. Somebody said dirt don't hurt, and they got the 5-second rule. Is it the 5-second rule?
I mean, I try to pick it up off the floor as soon as possible, but if it goes longer, it can be the 10-second rule, 15-second rule.
10-day rule?
Yeah.
where do you draw the line?
After about 2 minutes,
it's done. Feed it to the dogs. Even the dog don't touch it, then you know it's been there way too long.
Yeah.
Alright, don't eat off the floor. Don't eat dirt. Moving right along, where are we going here?
Now we're going to do Region by Malfunction.
Region by Malfunction. What was that we was talking about the other time around? Oh, that was the Ugly Kid Joe thing.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. We'll get to that.
Dreaming free of a brand new air.
Okay, so I understand why they call that band Malfunction now, because that dude, he's an odd duck, man.
Yep.
Strange character.
I like it.
All that, oh, screaming, what a crazy stuff going in there every once in a while, just right out of blue.
Yeah.
It's like Tourette's or something. Anyway, yeah, so we're on to Ugly Kid Joe now, right?
Yep, it's Cats in the Cradle, and it was originally done by Harry Chapin.
Cool. Now, I got a question about this Ugly Kid Joe, and I think I've asked this prior. Why'd they call him Ugly Kid Joe? Is he uglier than a mud fence?
He is not ugly. I don't know why.
Oh. So, he's got a deal that says he's Ugly Kid Joe. He's got a face only a mother can love, but you said he's not ugly.
Nope.
All right. Well, I'll take your word for that, because I'm a dude, and I don't look at dudes. All right. Ugly Kid Joe. And don't forget, after this song, the mystery song, and not only do you got to guess the mystery song itself, but you got to remember what was played prior. Same band, different song. So you got to earn your all expense trip paid vacation to your own refrigerator to get your snacks and drinks.
Yes.
Otherwise, you don't get none. Right? That's right. I suppose they could go anyway. I mean, who are we? All right, let's go that route then. You can go if you want. But that's not the rules, right?
Right.
All right, so anyway, you got to guess them both. Here you go, Ugly Kid Joe. If she says he's good looking, I don't know. He could be uglier than a mud fence. Who knows?
Day. Came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away. He was talking for a minute, and as he grew, he said, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, little Bobby and the man on the moon. When you come in, I don't know when we'll get together then. You know we'll have a cool time then. Well, a certain time just the other day, I said thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Could you teach me to throw? I said, oh, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. Yeah, he walked away. And he said, you know, I'm gonna be like him, yeah. You know I'm gonna be like him. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, little Bobby and the man on the moon. When you come in home, son, I don't know where we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. Don't just
Okay, so now's that time we all been waiting for. But before that, if you have any trouble finding the podcast for the Music with Kara Hour, all you got to do is go to www.shaziz.net and click on the podcast page in the drop-down menu, and it'll take you up to all her previous shows so that you can enjoy all of them. So with that said, now the doggone mystery song. Remember, all you got to do with this one here. Well, all you got to do. That's pretty funny, ain't it? All right. So now, what you have to do with this one right here in order to be a winner is not only guess the band name of this song and the name of the song, but guess the name of the band name of the song and the other song that we played already today. So if you weren't listening in, if you snooze, you lose. Man, so it's an all expense trip paid to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks if you guess this one right, and the other, of course. You're listening to the Music with Kara Hour. Peace and love. Stay tuned.
You got me running, baby. You give me something way beyond revenue. You're my kind of lover. My kind of lover.
absolutely nobody guessed it. So you have to go back and listen to the podcast. So you got to go to shaziz.net when the podcast is uploaded and throw that answer into the next show or the Music with Kara Hour, and then you got it. So everybody, peace and love. Take care. And go listen to the podcast or you ain't going to get the answer. Same band, two different songs. Put it in the chat room. Woohoo! Ah! Nowhere! Hold on. Nope, that wasn't it. Wasn't no Mad Season. It was related to the song that was just now sung. All right. Take care, everybody. Stay tuned for the Hope Show.